Radha-Dhamma, there are very merciful deities, yes?
Yes.
Nice prasadam, yes?
Yes.
That was a really strong yes. And the best is yet to come. As far as I know, they're going to be here on time. The New York Kirtan Ensemble, led by Achyuta Gopi and those of you that were with us last year will know it was the best. And so the best is yet to come. They're on their way, though. So I'll try to end at 6 o'clock, and it'll take them a little while to get set up. But as much as your evening permits, whatever other family and other kinds of responsibilities you have, fine. But as much as you can be here, that's the wave, the tidal wave that will carry you till next year. Very special kirtan group. So I shared with Dear Krishna Maharaj that he's the invited guest, but although I've been here so many years and so many years, because the topic, the focus, the central part of the sandwich is what he's presenting, I purposely made the presentation yesterday evening, this morning, as a intro or lead-in to what he did. And here it is on the chart, and you spent so much time going over the topic. So we're back on compassion. What is compassion? Compassion of a Vaishnav. And now I'd like to speak about the one who the compassionate Vaishnavas are representing. And that's Lord Chaitanya. If you recall that word kripa from this morning, whatever a devotee has as a capacity of giving mercy, it's from a higher source. The best thing we can do is get out of the way. Get the false ego out of the way. And let the descending mercy of the personality of Godhead come through. So, as we did with the Vaishnavas, let us Govinda. It's stuck. Sri Krishna Chaitanya's compassion. So there's a standard prayer for offering obeisances to Vaishnavas, there's a similar obeisances mantra or prayer mantra to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those of you that offer your food at home or in the temple, same. We have this nice prayer we can recite together. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Krishna Namaha. The translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is more magnanimous than any other avatar, even Krishna himself, because he is bestowing freely what no one else has ever given. Pure love for Krishna. And specifically, love for Krishna as the residents of Vrindavan have love for Krishna, that kind. Braja Prem. So the Sanskrit word is Vadanyaya, it's Maha Vadanyaya, and Vadanyaya, Prabhupada is translated as magnanimous. And his explanation of what does magnanimity mean? Well, there's dictionary definitions. Generous in forgiving, above revenge or resentment, unselfishness or unselfish and gracious. Doesn't sound like America. But it's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by associating with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and seeking his kripa, we can become greatly benefited and be instruments of his magnanimity also. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, not considering who asked for it and who did not, nor who was fit or who was unfit to receive it. The word missing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed the fruit of devotional service. The transcendental gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributed handful after handful of fruits in all directions. And when the poor, hungry people ate the fruit, the gardener smiled with great pleasure. That's this Mahavadanyaya. So he's giving the fruit of devotional service, and the fruit of devotional service is prema. There's this nice, should have the painting. There's a description in Chaitanya Charitamrita where the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have come to Puri, and the king gets up on the roof of his palace along with Gopinath Acharya and others, because Gopinath used to live in Navadvip. Then he moved. So he knew everybody. And so he's going to introduce who's who out there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very mercifully came with sandalwood paste and garlands for each and every of the 200 associates. And they paid their obeisances to him. He personally garlanded them and anointed their forehead with sandalwood paste, and the kirtan was going on. And Gopinath is saying who's who, this one is this one, that one is that one. And the king says, I've seen kirtan before, but I've never seen anything like this before. And Gopinath says, it's prem sankirtan. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted us to receive, and he wanted to give it. He was tasting it. He was distributing it liberally. And when the hungry people ate it, he was very satisfied. One of the references that Prabhupada makes about the selflessness, the sacrifice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is his taking of sannyas. This is a Bengali painting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the middle of the night, literally, having made up his mind that he was going to accept sannyas, left his young, beautiful, now unprotected daughter, but except Ishan was there to look after her. And he took sannyas. And the purpose of taking sannyas was not for his own gratification. The circumstance, there's details, but he was entering into stages of ecstatic love for Krishna that his grammar students couldn't understand. And they began to criticize him. And because they were criticizing him, they were making offense. And he considered, if I allow this to continue, they'll fall down from their brahminical status by making an offense. However, even these people that are offensive in this way, they respect the culture of respecting a sannyasi. And so instead, if I take sannyas, these people and people like them will offer respect to the sannyasi rather than criticizing the sannyasi. And so I'll leave my, idyllic situation for the benefit of others. That was his, at least, contemplation, external contemplation. Sacrifice of himself for the benefit of others. And he went to Katwa, where his initiation was to take place. Some of you may have visited there. There's the samadhi of the person who gave him sannyas. There's the samadhi of the barber. And there's a samadhi of his hair. But people stole the hair, and so they don't have too much of it left. And an amazing scene. People wailing and sobbing and no, because they loved to see him in a particular way, and now he was not only going to look different, but he's going to leave, because that's what sannyasis do. So they were transcendentally moved in this ecstasy of their love for Nimai, now soon to become, or Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That was his sannyas name. There's this, I don't want to get too distracted. So many Gaura Leela stories. One of the persons who attended just happened to be there because he was making a pilgrimage to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he just happened to pass through Katra. When he happened to pass through Katra, the sannyas initiation was taking place. And when the name of his sannyas initiation was announced, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the man, ardent, faithful, loving devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was stunned beyond his ability to speak. He went back home. He didn't continue his journey, because his journey was to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he went back to his home, and wherever he went, for weeks, he was just walking around in a daze in his village saying, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Filled with emotion, feeling, for weeks, feeling separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So pulling on the heartstrings of all of his devotees, he made this sacrifice for the offensive people of the world, the covered by ignorance people of the world. And he then very widely and broadly continued what he had done in Navadvip all over India, north, south, east, west, for the purpose of his magnanimity, giving the ecstasy of Krishna Prema to anyone, everyone, without considering. What was that? Yasoda Nandan is here? No. There's supposed to be a printing of something for this presentation. Okay. And oh, so here we can see tears in his eyes. As he was giving, he was experiencing. He was experiencing ecstasy. And giving that ecstasy liberally, very freely. One of the first persons after his sannyas that he delivered, gave his compassion to, was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Now, I can't go into all of these histories or biographies, because we'll be here till 10 o'clock tonight. So I'm just going to touch on the topic and encourage you to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was Mr. Super Scholar. He was the most erudite person in the country, which meant in the world. This was at the time when the Europeans were trying to find out if the world was round or flat. They sent Christopher Columbus in some boats to see if it's flat or round. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Chaitanya's time, the ecstasy of love of God at the topmost stages was being exhibited. And the scholarship, not bhakti, but the scholarship of Sarvabhauma was unexcelled, except for one, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, long story short, he delivered through discourse on Vedanta Sutra. Long story. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation of a very important verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Atmarama verse. Hearing Lord Chaitanya's explanation, you're not just a scholarly sannyasi. You're the personality of Godhead. He entered through the door of scholarship and overwhelmed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and showed him, as you see, this form. Now, the description in Chaitanya Charitamrita is a little different than in Chaitanya Bhagavat. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, it says he showed his six-armed form, his Sadvuja form. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, he showed his form of Krishna and Vishnu. He's the personality of Godhead. And cautioned Sarvabhauma, don't disclose this to anyone. Obviously he did. Because otherwise how would we know? But that happened after Mahaprabhu left. And here's some verse. There's, after this experience, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, super scholar, composed 100 verses in Sanskrit speaking about and glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and two of them are found their way into Chaitanya Charitamrita. You see the last line, Kripam Budhir Yastam Aham Prapadye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhadi. So the first phrase is often quoted, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartha Ekam Purushak Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Budhir Yastam Aham Prapadye. Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us real knowledge, his devotional service, and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet. This image on the right side, that's Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and this is Mahaprabhu showing his Sadbhuj form. And another verse, the principle of transcendental devotional service having been lost, Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared to deliver again the process of devotion, devotional life. Look, devotion. He is so kind that he is distributing love of Krishna. Everyone should be attached more and more to his lotus feet as humming bees are attracted to a lotus flower. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had, previously, he was on the opposite side of the spectrum. He was a mega Mayavadi. And he's now way over on the other side. A Shuddha Bhakta. Sri Krishna Chaitanya's compassion resulted in the deliverance of Chankazi. This is a scene from Navadvip where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and at that time there was rule by the Muslim government headed by the local Chankazi, and without all the detail because time doesn't permit, wonderful story, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in conversation with Chankazi. Specifically, part of the conversation was about killing of animals, sacrifice of animals. And Mahaprabhu said, what kind of religion is this, that you kill your mother? And Chankazi said, well, in your scriptures there's reference to sacrifice of animals too. And Mahaprabhu said, never cow. And those procedures are very restrictive. It's not open slaughter of animals. And back and forth and back and forth. And Shankazi said, well, what you say is true. There was mistakes. Because he was a scholar. He was a ruler, but he was also a very scholarly man. And the priests that did the writing of the texts, they made some mistakes. But what can I do? I'm a Muslim, so I follow what the scripture says. So Mahaprabhu said, promise me one thing, that in as long as you're ruling, that there will be no more stopping of the chanting of the holy name here in Navadvip. And the Qazi said, during my lifetime and whatever generations follow me that are still ruling, there'll be no stopping of the chanting of the holy name. And so it was big breakthrough. And so tumultuous kirtan throughout all of Navadvip. Later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received the Nawab Hussein Shah's prime minister, whose name was Sanatan Goswami, later became Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, and here is Lord Chaitanya receiving Sanatan Goswami, dressed as a Muslim with beard and so forth, and he arranged for him to be shaven like a Vaishnav. Here is Sanatan Goswami coming again to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, looking a little different than he looked before. And Sanatan Goswami offers his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saying, he has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet. This is Sanatana Goswami with straw in his teeth as a gesture of total submission and total humility. He accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of the mercifulness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here's another great personality, the king. Under the king was Ramananda Roy. And Ramananda Roy was the governor of Madras, or now Chennai. And that meant not just, you know, one city, but a whole district. He was a very capable person. And he also was highly, highly, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, when you go to South India, one request, see Ramananda Roy, because he's wonderful. I didn't understand him before. I criticized him before. Now I understand his elevated nature. You'll be very happy. Please meet with him. So in the presence of ministers who are wondering, hey, what's going on? Here's his palanquin and being conveyed in regal manner. Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy, when they saw one another, immediately embraced in ecstatic love. And so they checked themselves how they were experiencing their emotion and agreed to meet that evening. And there's a long discussion about their conversation. At the end of the discussion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to Ramananda Roy his form of Radha and Krishna, because that's who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. He's not just Krishna, but he's Radha Krishna. Amazing compassion. Conducting himself as if he's one of us, but delivering each person according to their nature, their situation, their capacity. This is the king who was overseeing all of Orissa and Puri in particular. A palace was in Puri. There's the Jagannath temple in the background. And chapters of detailed description of how the king wanted to receive mercy from Mahaprabhu, who was being standoffish because I don't associate with kings. I don't associate with worldly people. I'm a sannyasi. People will ridicule the sannyasi ashram and me. I can't do that. The king was ready to stop being king. I'll become a mendicant. I want to, what's life without association with a qualified person like Mahaprabhu? Here he is right at Puri, and I can't associate with him because I'm a king. I'll stop being a king. No problem. And circumstance after circumstance after circumstance unfolded, and finally, Mahaprabhu, on the occasion of Rath Yatra, when the Rath Yatra cart traditionally would stop at a certain place so that people could make bhog offerings directly to the deity one time of the year. They'd go right on the cart, something they prepared in their home, place before the deity and make an offering on the cart. So while the deity was stationary, Mahaprabhu went to the garden, Jagannath Ballabh Garden, and the king was instructed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, take off your crown and your regal attire, wear a simple Vaishnav dress, and while Mahaprabhu is resting, you come and recite the following chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And so he did, massaging the legs of Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu, knowing who it was, but acting as if he didn't know who it was, that whoever you are, you're my dearmost friend, to say these nice verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, I'm deeply indebted to you. The king's heart melted. Appropriate for the person, because of the sincerity of the king. Another image of the same. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his mercy to the Mayavadi sannyasis of all people in Benares. As he was traveling to Vrindavan, he encountered them. On the way back, he encountered them. They were criticizing. And the associates of Mahaprabhu said, we can't bear this criticism. It's too much painful for us. Can you please do something? So he did something. He delivered them. And there's a detail which the painting shows. He was invited to lunch with, some few thousand other Mayavadi sannyasis. And, normally he would not accept. He would only take his meal at the home of a Vaishnav. But one Brahmin invited all the sannyasis, and so he came. And he sat by the foot bath, where you wash your feet before you go in a place. And he sat down because it's not clean. And the chief sannyasi of all of them said, "You please come inside and join us." "No, no, I'm not fit. You're all too elevated. I'm just this poor young sannyasi." But the Chaitanya Charitamrita said, he exhibited his Brahman effulgence. And that's what Mayavadis worship, right? They went, wow, there's the Brahman effulgence. So they had some discussion, and they became persuaded by his message of explaining Vedanta Sutra again, as he did with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Another, not only who had offended him, but very, very badly, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son, Amoga, a son-in-law, Amoga. And from that offense, Amoga contracted cholera and was dying from that offense. So rather than taking offense and saying, ha, he got his, Krishna took care of him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to where he was lying in bed, dying, and cured him. He placed his hand upon his chest and said, Amoga, you're a Brahmin. The heart of a Brahmin is meant to be pure. How has this contamination come into your heart? Please let go of this contamination of heart, Amoga. Rise. And Amoga, his cholera became cured, like a miracle cure. But also his disease of heart became cured. And he became a great devotee, profusely apologetic for his offense. But the offense was due to his inimical nature, and people that are inimical do inimical things. But Mahaprabhu cleansed his heart of all of that. Mahavadanyaya. Another depiction of Mahaprabhu's mercy is this one. This is in the Jagannath temple. How many have been inside the Jagannath temple? Oh, good for you. Those of us that are born in America, we're not going to, at least most likely not going to be allowed in this lifetime. We're told, keep chanting, maybe you'll take birth in India and then you can come. So inside, there's a Garuda Stambha. I don't know if that's what it looks like. Does it look like this? No. No. Okay, so it's an artist depiction. So there's the Stambha, and there's Garuda up here. And there's a lady so eager, there's crowds and crowds and crowds of people she couldn't see. Mahaprabhu was standing behind Garuda Stambha. So she climbed up on his shoulders and held herself so she wouldn't fall, by holding on to the Garuda Stambha, and so she could see the deity. And Lord Chaitanya's servant is, you know, lady, get down. That's Mahaprabhu. You can't. He's a sannyasi. Lady, get down. Mataji. And he was disturbed, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, it's okay. If only I had such enthusiasm to have darshan of Lord Jagannath as this lady, my life would be perfect. So allow her to stand on my shoulders. And when she came to her external consciousness and realized what she was doing, because she didn't even realize what she was doing, her enthusiasm was not just one of those pushy people in crowds. We all know what they're like. She was actually a great devotee, and Mahaprabhu gave his mercy to her. Jagatananda Pandit, who was also a sannyasi. He was young, but he had this very special Satyabhama-like relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Satyabhama-like meaning, as Satyabhama would talk back to Krishna, because Krishna liked it. It wasn't like the other kind. It was out of love. And she knew what Krishna's happiness was, and so she would speak in that way, in a contrary way sometimes. Thank you. One time, Jagatananda went to visit Mother Sachi. Mother Sachi was alone with one servant named Ishan, and he went to give news because he knew she was feeling love and separation from her son. So she went with news of her son and told stories and spent weeks meeting other associates of Mahaprabhu and, you know, transcendental loving exchanges with them. While he was there, one of his projects was making sandalwood oil. Now, I don't know how you make sandalwood oil. I know how you make sandalwood paste, but somehow he knew how to make sandalwood oil. He made a whole clay pot full of sandalwood oil. And it was just out of devotion for Mahaprabhu. When he came back to Puri, he entrusted the sandalwood oil to his servant, Govinda, and said, please give this to Mahaprabhu. I'd like him to apply it to his body. It's very hot in the summer. Very hot in the summer. Very hot in the summer. And sandalwood cools the body. So he wanted for Lord Chaitanya's service. And it just sat there and sat there. And Mahaprabhu said, Jagatananda wants me to enjoy sense gratification. And sannyasis don't enjoy sense gratification. It's this, best if this sandalwood oil is used at the Jagannath temple. You can pour it in the lamp and it'll make nice oil for the lamp. Give it to Lord Jagannath. Govinda didn't do that. He didn't, like, disobey Lord Chaitanya, but he didn't want to upset Jagatananda. Sure enough, Jagatananda came by, saw the oil, asked if Mahaprabhu has used it or not. He hasn't used it. He said to take it to Jagannath, use it in the lamps. So he took the clay pot, walked out of the place where it was and smashed it on the floor and it went into 1,000 pieces. And he went storming off to his room and locked the door from the inside, and he fasted for days. After days, Lord Chaitanya knocked on his door. Jagga. Jagga. I know you're there. I'm hungry. Can you cook for me? I hear that you've been fasting for days, and I've also, because you're fasting, I'm fasting for days. I'm very hungry. Jagga, can you cook for me? And a voice from inside, go take your bath, I'll make the arrangements. So Jagatananda made a big feast. Big feast. And as soon as he served everything out and Mahaprabhu would eat a little something, he put more on the plate of that something. And Mahaprabhu couldn't protest, stop doing that, because he didn't want... Jagatananda was this funny personality. You don't know when he's going to go off or something. So finally he said, Jagga, I've eaten enough for 10 persons. Enough. Now I want to see you eat. I'm going to sit here until you eat. And he said... After I clean everything, I'll eat. Lord Chaitanya said, Govinda, you stay here. Don't leave until he eats. And then you come back and report to me that he's eaten. Here's a little different one. This is Lord Chaitanya's love for Krishna and his compassion for others. And we know... Those who have read Chaitanya Charitamrita, we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent 4 months of the rainy season where? Srirangam. In Srirangam. He stayed at the home of the chief priest, Venkata Bhatta, whose son, Gopal Bhatta, later became Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So there's descendants from that Venkata Bhatta until today. And when we made our South India visit, tour of the places where Mahaprabhu visited, Srirangam naturally was one of them. And we visited at the home where Venkata Bhatta lived and where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed for 4 months. And the person, the descendant in that line, he wanted to take us to a Jagannath temple where he said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally carved the deities of Lord Jagannath and they were installed in a little temple. I said, wow, I never heard that one because it's not in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wasn't just idle for 4 months. He was engaged in service to Krishna. And he, with his own hand, he carved Jagannath deities. They're very beautiful deities. So next time any one of you go to Tirupati, ask, where's the house where Mahaprabhu stayed? And where's the Jagannath temple? Just like Rupa Goswami, with his own hand, he made the deities of Radha Damodar. Here's Radha Damodar, but the deities that Jiva Goswami worships, Rupa Goswami personally. I mean, these great personalities, their lives were absorbed in devotion in different ways. So Jagatananda was spending his time in Navadvipa making sandalwood oil for Mahaprabhu. One of his dearmost associates in Navadvipa was Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta was a physician. Gupta indicates his trade, his profession, a physician. And at one time, he was reciting some pastimes from the scripture dealing with Lord Varaha, hearing, this is in their childhood, or youth, rather, Mahaprabhu assumed the form of Varaha, as you see in the illustration. And he lifted a clay pot. Murari Gupta could understand his mood. He gave him the clay pot with water in it, the earth, the earthen pot. And roaring loud, Shukra, Shukra. Showing his compassion to Murari Gupta. Raghava Pandit was famous for the bags of, this is the bags of Raghava Pandit, Raghavera Jelly, the bags of prasad that he and his sister would make, you know, thousands of them and put them in little pouches and put those pouches in a larger bag, a larger bag, and a larger bag. And whenever they went to Puri, they brought prasad for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And she had some gift of knowing how it wouldn't spoil without refrigeration somehow. Doesn't say what her secret was. And this pastime is there where Govinda is saying, people are asking, did he like what I made? But you haven't been eating anything. So Mahaprabhu said, bring it all. And he ate it all. You know, mounds and mounds, except for Raghava Pandit's prasad, and he took a little bit every day. He had such love for Raghava Pandit, giving his compassion and mercy in this way. Another Chota Haridas, as opposed to Bada Haridas. Many of you know Badahari Prabhu, but his name is actually Bada Haridas. See, Bada means great. That means Haridas Thakur. And Chota is distinguished from Bada, the little one. So Chota, or Junior Haridas, was a sannyasi, and this pastime where he, at the request of somebody to assist in preparing prasad, went to a place where there was special rice, and he got the special rice, and the Mahaprabhu was eating the special rice. He said, oh, this is such fine rice. Where did it come from? And, Chota Haridas, he went to get it from Madhavi Devi, and I don't want to see that Chota Haridas ever again, because he's dilly-dallying with a woman. And the sannyasi is forbidden to do this. I don't want to see him ever again. He just went to get some rice. But Mahaprabhu was taking this opportunity for his own purposes. And long story, he eventually, Chota Haridas, recognizing that Mahaprabhu meant it and he wasn't going to see him again, he gave up his life. He entered into the Ganges and drowned himself. But then later, Mahaprabhu was known to go by the seashore and hear the sweet singing of Chota Haridas. So he was using him as an example that a sannyasi must be very strict, but at the same time he didn't abandon his affection for Chota Haridas. In fact, he allowed him the same service that he did when he was in his body of Chota Haridas. Now, it's already 5:30. You get the idea? Mahaprabhu was very compassionate. Mahavaranyaya. In different ways. Here's a little bit. This is a story of Vasudev, who had leprosy. And Mahaprabhu cured his leprosy and transformed him into a perfect Vaishnava. But it comes at the very beginning of his South India tour, when he went to Kurma Kshetra. That's one of the places we went to in our South India tour. And he stayed at the home of Kurma Brahman at Kurma Kshetra, where there's a Kurma Didi, there's triple Kurmas there. And Mahaprabhu left. And because Vasudev the leper was too embarrassed because of his leprosy to go and meet Mahaprabhu, he heard that he left, he ran to the home of Kurma Brahman, only to find that if he could just get a glimpse of Mahaprabhu, he's already gone. So Vasudev Brahman fell to the ground weeping and weeping. Mahaprabhu had left hours before. He came doubling back because he's super soul as well. And he came before Vasudev and embraced him, a leper, and he embraced him. And his leprosy was immediately cured. So I want to read what Vasudev says. Being meek and humble, the Brahmana Vasudev worried that he would become proud after being cured by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To protect the Brahmana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him to chant the Hare Krishna mantra incessantly. By so doing, he would never become unnecessarily proud. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also advised Vasudev to preach about Krishna and thus liberate living entities. As a result, Krishna would very soon accept him as his devotee. And a nice purport. After instructing the Brahmana Vasudev in that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from that place. Then the two Brahmanas, Kurma and Vasudev, embraced each other and began to cry, remembering the transcendental qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, very special. And not only lepers, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered to everybody. Liberated, gave compassion to a Buddhist monk, a leader of many other Buddhist monks, who challenged Mahaprabhu, who defeated the monk, and the monk decided, this man is dangerous, I have to do something. He decided to feed him poisoned food. So he made an offering of poisoned food. As he was making the offering, this huge bird came along and grabbed the metal plate, lifted it up in the air, dropped the plate, and hit the monk in the head. Bonk. And fell to the ground unconscious. And then they could realize they got instant karma. You don't offend Mahaprabhu like that. And he appealed to Mahaprabhu for his mercy after getting bonked. And a Muslim ruler, who wasn't exactly just a ruler, he was more of a dacoit than a ruler, but he ruled by that kind of methodology. And when Mahaprabhu was traveling with his sannyasi assistant here, they wanted to rob him. But when they saw him in this condition of ecstasy, they wondered, who is this person? He obviously doesn't have any possessions. But who is he? And so when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to external consciousness, he lifted this band of robbers, rulers, to a position of becoming devotees. Mahavadanyaya. And of course, most famous of all is Jaghai and Madhai, the two fallen previous brahmanas, but now drunkards and all sinful activities to the complete degree. And he delivered them. There's this description of the quality of tolerance found in the Bhagavatam we read yesterday, where Kapila Dev is describing the characteristics of a Vaishnava. Anyway, I'm not going to read because of time. He, passing through the Jharkhand forest, he showed his kindness to all living entities. He engaged them in such a way, much to the dismay of his servant. He had the tigers, lions, and monkeys, and all the forest animals calling out Krishna's name and dancing. Krishna! The elephants and lions. In ecstasy of love for Krishna. Another nice painting, similarly from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered a dog. This is nice story, long story, no time to tell the whole story. This is Shivananda Sen, who was traveling with the Vaishnavas from Navadvip to Puri every year. And as they were moving, there was one stray dog. Those of you that have been in India, you know about stray dogs. So he just kind of made friends with the stray dog and made sure that as everyone else got food, he got food. And one day he wasn't there to get food, and Shivananda Sen sent 10 men, go find the dog, make sure he gets some meat. But no one could find him. And when they got to Puri, they found him. He had gone ahead of the party. And he was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this whole assembly where the devotees are eating, and Mahaprabhu was ordering him, chant, Krishna! And Mahaprabhu threw him some coconut pulp. Chewed it and say it again, Krishna! Krishna! And Shivananda Sen could understand the merciful nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even he can liberate dogs. Then, after some days, the dog was missing again, and everyone understood he went back to Godhead. And in this way, giving anyone, everyone, without consideration, the opportunity for devotional service of the highest standard. Who's fit, who's unfit, no consideration. Who wants or doesn't want it, no consideration. Please take it. Please take it. The Mahavadanyaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In every town, in every village, he predicted this chanting should be heard. And very soon we're going to hear one of his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's representatives. That's a Shuddha Gopi there, singing. And those of you that attended Japa retreats, you'll recognize this slide. Oh Krishna, oh clever Krishna, please awaken within my heart a genuine attraction for pure devotional service. Help me develop real Vaishnava qualities, starting with Vaishnava compassion from the compassionate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Is he around? Are they? Could you find out? No, Sri Rupa's going to go. You've got your thing here? Yeah. Okay. We're going to do a little advertisement. But I want to do questions and answers first. Okay. So, anybody comments, questions on any of this? Yeah, Paramarupa. Go ahead. Go ahead, speak. Just speak. Just speak. Just speak. Not particular, off topic. Okay. You got two of them, look at that. Better be important.
I was just thinking that for pure devotees, because they are the ones that are most closely in touch with reality, and at the same time, they are also paradukkha-dukhi. So taking these two things together, they would be the most miserable persons, like in the sense that because they are always feeling in a genuine sense others' miseries. So how such a person is able to conduct their life in such a way that they are not getting carried away?
They're instruments.
That's how.
Wait a minute. They're instruments. That's Krishna's position, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's position. He wants. They want in his behalf. So including their feelings of dukkha, it's Krishna's feelings of dukkha. He wants. That's tomorrow morning. Krishna's compassion.
Okay.
So they just take shelter of Krishna. That's how you handle anything. How are they doing? On time.
5 minutes.
5 minutes late? 5 minutes late, okay. That's good to know. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, I have 3 questions. Two from our morning session.
Yeah, you had some question this morning.
Yes.
And you didn't get to the microphone to you yet.
Yes.
So here we are.
Okay. So the first question, I think you mentioned in the morning that our mind can be controlled if we are not saying anything, or maybe we are not disturbing the mind of other. Then Rupa Goswami said in Nectar of Instruction, then that way our mind will be controlled.
Our mind will be controlled if we don't do what?
That if we are not disturbing the mind of others.
Well, if you're exercising the intent of being concerned for how others are going to receive your actions and words, that's a control of speech that helps control the mind. That's what I meant. I don't know what I said. That's what I meant.
Okay.
It's just not mechanical. It's a direction to control the sense of speech helps to control the mind. You have to exercise control of the mind to do that. And it's facilitated or strengthened and empowered by service. Service is very powerful. And service to others, ultimately for a service to Krishna. That helps. Control of the mind. You know, the mind is difficult to control. It helps control the mind.
I was thinking about a verse in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 6 where Krishna says that mind can be controlled by practice and detachment.
Yes.
So I was trying to correlate these two things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Practice is what we've been, that was the topic this morning. It's going in the cultivating in the direction of, that's practice. And detachment, chapter 5 says, what is called renunciation is the same as yoga, linking with the Supreme. Or in other words, you can't be detached unless you're attached to Krishna. So that detachment spoken of in chapter 6 is that Krishna should be pleased. Bhakti. Krishna should be pleased. That's detachment. Because other things just don't carry the same weight. And gradually they fade and they wither and disappear.
So the practice part in that chapter 6, can that be related to controlling the speech?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Another point I have in that 17.15th verse in Bhagavad Gita.
You like that one?
Little bit. In that one it says that one has to speak the truth only if it is pleasing to others. Now in chapter 10, Bhagavad Gita verse 4 or 5 or 3 or 4. There, Prabhupada says in the purport that social convention is to speak the truth only if it is pleasing to others. So that is not truthfulness.
What's going on here?
Should I read it? I have Bhagavad Gita with me. Should I read that?
How about this?
Yeah.
Our kirtan singers are here. And this is a little detailed, and I think I need to look at the two verses in front of me, and then we can have a separate discussion on that.
Okay.
That's all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
One more. Yes, very
one
quick
more.
One. I have asked this before, but I haven't got an answer from others. So when Mahaprabhu got initiated from Ishwarapuri, that time the name change was not there?
No.
Okay. It was only after Keshava
Bhakti. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya was a sannyas name. Now, what name was given when he received Gayatri Mantra from Ishwarapuri? I don't recall anything. It's that Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the sannyas name.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.